昭和。
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
New stories making headlines as Hawks arrest suspect for possession of elephant tusks. And the Federation of Union of South Africa says embattled Eskom should be placed under business rescue.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
I'm Dominic Majola, and for the last bulletin today, good afternoon. The Hawks in Gauteng arrested two suspects for being in possession of elephant tusks at Empress Palace. In the east of Johannesburg, the two men, aged 42 and 40, were nabbed during a joint operation at the Ekurhuleni Metro Police SWAT. Spokesperson for the Gauteng Hawks, Ndivuwo Maluma, says they were aware of the two suspects selling elephant tusks. And the Federation of the Union of South Africa says embattled power utility Eskom should be placed under business rescue. This comes after the Congress of South African Trade Union proposed that Eskom debt be reduced by using government pension fund savings. FEDUSA Acting General Secretary says saving Eskom should not come at the expense of workers. And lastly, in commemoration of this historic day, KwaZulu-Natal will open a Mandela multi-purpose and exhibition center at this site in Howick, where Mandela was captured. This year marks the 30th anniversary of when Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela was released from prison after 25 years behind bars. The KZN Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs spokesperson Senzelwa Mzila says the center will be a place for people to learn about Madiba's liberation history and values. And taking a look at your financial indicators, the dollar is trading at 15.03 rand, the euro is at 19.42 rand, one British pound will cost you 16.45 rand.